but when both bestowed their attentions at the same time, she was roughly jostled, being compelled with quick snaps to either side to drive both lovers away, and at the same time to maintain her forward leap with the pack and see the way of her feet below her. At such times, her running mates flashed their teeth and growled threateningly across at each other. They might have fought, but even wooing and its rivalry waited upon the more pressing hunger need of the pack. After each repulse, when the old wolf sheered abruptly away from the sharp-toothed object of his desire, he shouldered against a young 3-year-old that ran on his blind right side. This young wolf had attained his full size, and, considering the weak and famished condition of the pack, he possessed more than the average vigour and spirit. Nevertheless, he ran with his head even with the shoulder of his one-eyed elder. When he ventured to run abreast of the older wolf, which was seldom, a snarl and a snap sent him back even with the shoulder again. Sometimes, however, he dropped cautiously and slowly behind and edged in between the old leader and the she-wolf. This was doubly resented, even triply resented. When she snarled her displeasure, the old leader would whirl on the 3-year-old. Sometimes she whirled with him, and sometimes the young leader on the left whirled.